It's Kitty.
And Mick, and thank you for joining us for our fifth podcast.
Number five. I can't believe it.
A gal and a gay. Yeah, thank you for listening. We really, really appreciate it. We're having a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, I love doing this, so I'm glad that some of you guys are listening to us. It's really fun, so thanks for that. We got a lot of TV to get to this week.
A lot of news.
We're not going to be able to talk about every show. It's been a busy week for both of us, so we haven't been able to catch up on our shows all that much. So, you know.
Just because the Midwest was covered in snow doesn't mean we were stuck at home being able to watch
TV.
We were actually working.
Yeah,
so.
Working very long hours. So because of that, I'm a little behind. So like Downton Abbey, we both didn't get to watch this week in Nashville. So sorry, we're going to skip those this week. But we do have plenty of other things to talk about. So we're going to start with New Girl this week.
How was the Super Bowl, Kitty?
Well, yeah, I love the Super Bowl. Love me some football. Love it. Didn't watch it. Slept right through it. And, you know. And
well, you did sleep through it because you were getting ready to go to work.
Yes, I work overnight, so.
I had no excuse.
Yes. So, I did not partake in the Super Bowl. Not a fan. So, but, you know, they had this Prince episode of New Girl after the Super Bowl, which I didn't watch live. Of course, I DVR'd it.
Right. Titled Prince.
Titled Prince, yeah. So, yes, aptly called Prince. What did you think?
Well, first off, there were a lot of haters of this episode out there.
Mm-hmm.
Some people were not happy with it. They didn't think it was up to the quality that the episode should have been to run directly after the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I did like it. You know, New Girl is kind of... For me, it's been kind of on a roller coaster this season.
Yeah.
There are some episodes I really like. Others I thought kind of fall flat. This episode I did like. There were definitely some elements that I really liked. Obviously, Prince is Prince.
It's Prince, exactly.
And
so, I mean,
great.
That elevates it, too. And he was so weird and, like, very Prince in this episode. And it was just really funny how they kind of made him the way he is in this episode.
I love the beginning of the episode where Schmidt, of course Schmidt, gets dressed up like he's going to the party, you know, like he was getting ready like the girls.
And the guys are like, dude, they invited the hot girls. It was like four dudes.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Yes. They stopped on the street and backed up just for the two of them. So, but I did like the interaction with Winston and Coach.
Yes, I agree. When
right.
they kind of get into the party, that was really
right.
funny. And then when they were in the party, fire and ice.
Fire and
yeah.
ice. And then Schmidt and...
oh, God. And then they tried to do it. And then Nick just Trojan horsed himself into the party. That was really funny. Yeah, it was good. I mean, it was a really funny episode. I enjoyed it a lot. So
I'm really getting tired of the product placements.
Oh, God,
the
Ford Fusion. Yeah, absolutely. Like, blatant, blatant product placement, absolutely.
It was actually better than some former product placements that they've had in that show because they were making fun of the gas mileage and, you know, Joe Winston and Cochin. And so, but yeah, it's like, okay, enough with the product placement.
Yeah.
I mean, especially for a Super Bowl episode. But
yeah, well, I understand why they did it, but yeah,
right.
I agree. Like, it was pretty blatant. Please try to be a little more sly about it.
Right.
Yeah, so.
And I'm glad I didn't I didn't read anything about the episode before I watched
it. Yeah, me either.
Because I didn't realize that Nick was going to blurt out, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, I think we all had the same reaction everyone else. You know, the characters on the show did, oh, God. Oh, God, you just did that, you know? And her
finger gun. I feel like we could all kind of relate to that, you know?
Right. And it's not just the two of you in that situation.
Yes.
Your friends, your best friends are surrounding
Everybody's
you.
There like, oh my gosh. And then Jess is freaking out because she's like, oh my God,
right.
I said I love you and I did finger guns.
Right.
And
she said, I do finger guns? I really want to work finger guns. At least once a day, I think I can work it in.
Yeah, I mean, it applies to a lot of different situations.
Yeah, when you're being asked to do something ridiculous at work, finger guns, and just walk away.
Yep.
That's all you need to do.
I really liked, too, when Prince and Jess were hanging out, and Prince, like, they're playing, like, you know, table tennis, he's making her eat pancakes.
Right.
She's like, I'm not hungry. He's like, eat your pancakes.
Or the butterfly.
Oh, the butterfly. That was really funny. Because the butterfly just lands on his shoulder because he's Prince. That was really
and
funny.
And then at the very, very end, the last shot, the butterfly following Prince as he's going to get the ping pong ball. I liked it.
I did too.
And yeah, I liked that whole scene. I liked it at the end where they're like, did that just really happen?
What?
And where's Cece?
I agree. I mean, that was a really funny episode. I have to agree. And the song Prince sang in the show was pretty good, too. So,
it was.
Yeah.
It was, you know, and when I was watching, I was like, oh, I want to download that song. And then first I was like, oh, I remember Prince had an issue with having his music on iTunes or any other kind of service like that. But it's on there. So it's definitely available for download. I thought it was great. Prince is, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
a musical genius.
Yeah, except, you know, and regardless of, like, music that you like, I mean, I wouldn't say I'm a huge fan of Prince, but I respect him as an artist. He's phenomenal, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a fun episode, so. You know, they had two episodes this week, which was awesome for New Girl fans, so that they had the one after the Super Bowl, and then they had their regular one. This one was called X's.
Yeah, let's, we have a clip.
Yeah, we have a clip.
Let's take a listen.
I don't deal with X's, they're part of the past. You burn them swiftly, and you give their ashes to Poseidon.
I'm really good friends with Berkeley, and we had a terrible breakup. Come on, what?
You have a good relationship with him because he wants to bone you.
He's a stay-at-home dad. His entire life revolves around his family. He's the most emotionally evolved person I know.
And I'm sure his favorite emotion is the emotion of wanting to bone you.
It's not an emotion.
Possible sex is the only reason people stay friends with their exes.
Come on.
Back me up, Winnie the Bish.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I'm friends with all my exes.
See?
Families.
See?
I still send Shelby's dad a Father's Day card, and he still sends me $5 on my birthday.
What is wrong with you?
Hey, guys.
I bet Coach is friends with his exes.
No. Oh, for sure,
yeah. Yeah, I'm right.
For sex.
No.
Ha-ha, I'm right.
Can't spell sex without the X.
Man, is that sexy when he does it?
Okay, there you go. That quote makes me laugh.
Well, Coach had a funny line. It was a really good interaction between all the characters. Sometimes I feel like this show has too many main characters.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'd like to see Cece a little bit more, but she's kind of on the outskirts.
She is a little bit. Yeah. More so this season than she has in the past. So I wonder if that's just because Coach is in the mix now or, you know.
And I love Coach being in the mix. Again, and we've talked about this in the past, I just feel like there are too many characters there.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Mm-hmm. And I have a feeling I felt like this episode was setting up the big breakup.
You think, yeah.
I think the breakup's coming, and I think it is needed for this show.
Well, I think it is going to happen. I think it's not going to be all bliss, definitely. Mm-hmm. And so definitely, yeah, I mean, you live in an apartment, and they all live together. I'm sure something's going to happen.
Right.
You know, this episode, I didn't love it. I mean, it wasn't great. It wasn't terrible, but I don't know. Caroline seemed a little weird to me that she was just kind of there, because I don't remember her being, like, crazy like that in the past episodes, was she? You know, like...
Yeah, I think she had... They had touched on a little bit of crazy, but, I mean, you can see, I mean, he made her sort of that way, especially not giving her a reason. I think we all can kind of relate to...
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we can relate to that. But then, of course, you know, we learned that he did. I mean, Jess was the reason that he broke up with her because he was starting to have feelings. And we learned at that moment, and everyone learned at the same moment, he started falling in love with Jess the moment she moved in the house.
So. I don't know. I'm glad that I like Jess and
Nick
together. But then I don't, you know, I'm kind of torn over it. So, yeah, but I do think a breakup is inevitable. Something is going to happen there.
I think for storyline purposes, it has to. There's so much focus of the show lately has been on that relationship, which is fine. But I think they can operate in a way where it's not always about the Nick and Jess relationship.
I agree.
And I feel like that's all the focus.
That's really, this season has been a lot about just Nick and Jess, and, you know, and I understand why, but I mean, yeah, I mean, there's so many other characters that they really should do more storylines with the other characters,
right?
Not just Nick and Jess. So,
and I do like the Nick or Schmidt has his own apartment. That was a funny kind of little side plot. You know, it's kind of. I mean, they had too many people living under one roof. So I think it was smart that they moved Schmidt just down the hall.
Yeah.
Far enough, but still to Schmidt, so far away.
Yes.
That was good. What did you think of Adam Brody?
Actually, I really liked him. You know, I had forgotten about him since the OC, and I was surprised to see him. I think he's super hot.
Even with the long hair.
Yeah, even with the long hair, right, I do. I find him incredibly attractive, very cute. But I thought he was really funny, you know, and...
But the one thing that I noticed in this episode, when you put Adam Brody with Zooey Deschanel, they have a really good
chemistry. They do. They were really good together.
It's like, uh-oh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Do you think, I mean, Adam Brody is, you know, a name, you mm-hmm. know, so I feel like he's not going to do this one little bit role, right?
Right. But, he's probably going to be back.
Yeah. So maybe he will be back.
And I love that line where he's like, you would be a great stepmom. You know? She's like, oh my God, Nick was like, right.
For 10 years I've been waiting for this moment. Like, oh my gosh. But yeah, we had a good couple episodes, and now, you know, now it's not going to be back for a couple weeks. A lot of shows are taking a little hiatus.
Because of the Olympics.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So.
Which is good. It'll give us some time to get caught up on,
yes,
on
other absolutely. Shows. Yes, absolutely.
Obviously, there are a lot of shows that we're watching on Netflix mm-hmm. and other Amazon
yes.
and stuff. So.
Sometimes there's just too much TV. If I didn't have a job, it just ruins it.
Right. Are you watching the Olympics?
I watched the opening ceremonies last night, and it was entertaining. But I don't know if I will watch it religiously.
Yeah.
I mean, for work, I will watch it.
We kind of have to.
But
I do enjoy the Olympics, but it's one of those things. I mean, it's been 4 years mm-hmm. since the last Winter Olympics, mm-hmm. and a lot has changed in the world and
yes.
how we watch.
Absolutely.
Watch TV, watch
yes.
TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
And we were kind of talking earlier, this probably would fall under our ignoring reality segment, but how in this day and age, can NBC still get away with, and they're doing it this
yeah,
year.
They're doing
can
it,
they still
yeah.
get away with not broadcasting these events live?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, I get
it. And waiting until prime time?
Yeah, you know, I get why they're doing it. They want the ratings. They want people to watch, but it's like, the rest of the world is watching it when it happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in America, we're waiting until. I mean, people who really want to watch it are going to watch it online.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not going to wait until prime time.
Right.
So,
well, and you're getting all this information and
I mean,
on Twitter.
Twitter, Facebook.
Well,
I
the
mean,
snowflake thing.
Yeah, exactly. Knew about that when it happened.
Right.
And then I watched it, you know, I was expecting it when I watched the ceremony mm-hmm. last night. So, yeah.
But, of course, NBC executives could also say, well, that only pushes people more to prime time.
Yeah. I guess. I don't know. I don't
think they're going to be able to use that excuse much longer.
No, I don't think so either. I think, and I don't understand why they can't just do it, you know, air it when it happens. I mean, people have DVR. They'll DVR it, and you're still going to get the ratings that way. People are going to tune in. So, I don't
but
know.
But they can put their finishing touches on it. They can
yeah.
edit it. They
yeah.
can, you know, scale it down
mm-hmm.
for a 2 or 3 hour window
yes.
and make it all kind of fit.
I get it. It's just, you know, with Twitter, it's just nothing's going to be a secret. So
right.
It's just,
I think it will, we'll see in 4 years.
Yeah.
What it looks like.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, we have the Summer Olympics coming up.
Well, yeah, I mean,
too, so.
2 years ago when in the London Summer Olympics, you know, like people were throwing a fit about
mm-hmm.
NBC not, you know, airing it live because there were so many spoilers online and, you know, for a local news station trying to report this, it's very difficult because some people get mad with the spoilers.
Right, the spoilers, right.
You know, and it's like you want to report the news because it happened, you
mm-hmm.
know, but then you also don't want to give anything away. So it's very difficult. I don't know. It's just a weird situation. You know,
yeah.
It's like, how do you do this? But
mm-hmm.
anyway.
All right. Let's move on to one of our favorite
One of our
shows.
Favorites. I don't know why we haven't talked about it before. We just kind of forgot about it.
Right.
Not that we forgot about it. Just, I don't know. We didn't know. But Modern Family. This episode called I Spy, pretty funny.
Yeah, it's so funny.
I mean, this show's funny every week.
It
absolutely
is. And it started out funny. And of course, leave it to Phil to say
Phil
something.
Dunphy.
I know.
He's so funny.
He lives in his own reality.
He really does, and that's what makes it so funny. Anyway, we have a clip here. Take a listen.
I don't like the rumor of that kid's house.
Why not?
Sandra's a bad influence. His older brother's even worse. Huge stoner, always walking around in his army jacket with his muscles, flipping his hair out of his blue eyes. He told me he was looking good one time. I mean, come on.
We'll keep our eye on that, but for now, Xander. I don't trust him.
Okay, you're a tough one to figure out. You don't trust bad boys, and you married one.
And he blows his tea at the end. He's such a bad boy.
He's so funny. I mean, the show, everybody's so funny on this show. Oh, gosh.
Especially little Lily. Oh, God. A lot of people don't like her. I think she is so funny.
She was like, it was funny in this episode because she's like, wait a minute. Because she's always on to, you know, yeah. Cam and Mitch, and it's really funny.
I did really like this episode. The actors are, the characters are just so perfect.
Yes.
Together.
And they work so well together, and it's written so mm-hmm. well. And the thing is, like, it's really funny, but then it's also very heartwarming because they're, you know, they really are a family who cares about each other. Like, at the end of this episode, you know, when they're showing all the photographs that Haley took, and, you know, everyone's yeah. just, I mean, it was just so nice. It's so sweet, you know, and I just, that's what I love about this show is it's really funny and they're a little crazy, but they all love each other and it's very heartwarming. So,
a little crazy.
Mitch and Cam just make me laugh so much. I just,
yeah,
they kill me.
Yeah. They're definitely two of my favorites. I mean, the thing is, it's hard for me to pick a favorite on that show.
It's hard. I mean, because they're all funny in their own way. Even the kids are really funny, you know? Manny and Luke and,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, they're just so good. And obviously the kids are growing up. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad, you know, they did send Haley off to school for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But she's back. She's trying to figure things out. And she seems like a typical college age student.
Yes.
Where she's trying to figure out, okay, college might not have been the best fit for me, mm-hmm. but I'm doing these other things. I'm doing something online where I
yeah.
can make money and get advertisers and something that really fits for, you know, she obviously was not really cut out.
Yes.
Her character is not cut out
yes.
for college.
Yes.
Unlike
for college.
Alex.
Yes, exactly. So.
And I have to say, Alex, she's getting a lot older herself.
Oh.
Her boobs are so
big. I know. I thought the same thing in this episode. I was like, holy crap. When did that happen?
God. I mean, I think she's a little bit older in real life than her character's supposed to be, but still. It's
she's like 17,
duck tape them down or something.
Yeah.
Like, they are.
Yeah. Yeah. I was very noticeable in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Maybe I just wasn't paying attention before, but for some reason, I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, girl.
They can't hide them.
No, they can't hide them. That's true. That's very true. So.
But and I like the drone that Claire and Phil use.
It's a real estate tool.
Right. And, of course, he doesn't just have the drone.
No.
He has the headgear. He has the kind of Google Glasses kind of thing.
Yes.
So good. So, yeah, I love that show. It's called I Spy. And again, they're telling stories that are relevant
mm-hmm.
to this day and age, you know?
Yes.
To the drones.
Yes,
to
the phones thing especially, like, in this
right.
day and age.
That's
like,
something everyone can relate
everybody
to.
Everybody can relate to, exactly. I mean, especially, you know, in your relationships and stuff. There's a reason this show wins so many awards consistently, and it's just because it's that good, you
mm-hmm.
know? And so if you haven't watched it, you really should. It's just, it's a really smart show, really funny and heartwarming. It's a fantastic show, so.
Yeah, and Cam and his gossiping. Oh, my God.
Cam reminds me of some people I know.
Yeah, me too. Again, we all can relate.
Yes, exactly.
I think he had a line in there. He's like, you know, he's trying to defend being a gossip. He's like, well, that's different. That was gossip, and gossip belongs to everyone.
Everybody.
Right.
It's like, we could be making fun of someone's cats right now.
Watch it. I have a dog, too. So, watch it. One dog, two cats. Anyway. Great. Just such a great, it's a really good episode. Again, I can, when they had those, the marathon, the Modern Family
Marathon.
Oh,
I know.
On USA.
I know.
It's like, I could just sit there all day and watch these episodes.
And I did
sit
there.
They're so funny.
Yes, they are so funny. And, you know, they play them, they're on reruns now at like 10:30 on
mm-hmm.
ABC. And so I still DVR those too and
right.
just watch them.
Speaking of the reruns, you still DVR Happy Endings.
Oh, I
right?
do. Every Wednesday. And so that's, that's something I need to catch up on this week too. Even though, you know,
mm-hmm.
I've seen every episode, but I still.
But still, you
I
can
love
watch
watching.
Those episodes again.
Yes.
There aren't many comedies that are on today.
No.
You can say that.
Yeah. That you can
new
just watch
comedies anyway.
Over and over again. Yes. I know. That's what I love. Okay.
All right, let's move on to Kitty's Corner, basically.
Kitty's Corner. Supernatural. I won't spend too much time on it because I know you have, you don't watch it. So this episode was called The Purge, and it was really funny. Another hunting episode where they were actually hunting something other than angels and demons. And what happened is they came across this case of this very large man who, for what they found him dead, and it's like the fat had been sucked out of him. Like he went from like 300 pounds to like 100 pounds, found him dead. Anyway, they investigate it, and they go to this day spa where all these people have been going to get like these weight loss treatments.
Never trust the spa.
Yes, they go and they find out that there's this monster there who's like a fat sucker. And they really, that's what it's called. Fat sucker.
Oh, of course. I completely believe you.
It's Peruvian. It's like from Peru. I don't know. But anyway, they suck fat out of people to survive. That's how they do. But there's two of them. There's the woman who is like who runs this wellness center, and she does it to survive because she doesn't want to kill people, but she needs the fat to survive. So she just sucks a little bit of fat out of people every time, and you know it's like a weight loss center for people. So people go get like 10 pounds sucked off. They feel great. She's she survives. It's all good. But then her brother, who's also a fat sucker, goes rogue and starts eating people, And so then that's where Dean and Sam come in and they have to kill him. But what was really funny is because Dean and Sam, they have to go undercover for these sorts of things. They usually pose as federal agents like FBI or U.S. Marshals, but they went and they posed as physical trainers. They went and they interviewed and they're like, yeah, we're brothers, we're both physical trainers, blah, blah, blah. And then like, they're like, well, we only have one physical trainer position open. And so they're like, Sam, like, obviously Sam, right. Because, he's a giant buff man.
Right.
Dean is not so much. Well, Dean is gorgeous and right. Also cut, but
he's a little shorter.
Yeah, exactly. But they, on the show, especially, they're always like, Sam is much more physically fit than Dean, who just eats like drinks beer and eats pie. That's really
awesome. But still hot.
Still super
and eats
hot.
What?
Pie.
A pie. It's funny that you mention this because I do know something a little bit about Supernatural this week. I've been keeping my eye out for some Supernatural inside information.
Oh.
And apparently.
Oh, yes.
Yes, Jared Padalecki pied Misha Collins in the face on Supernatural. So you brought the pie up. I brought in the article. So. But anyway, so yeah, they were talking about...
Tell me who Misha Collins plays on Supernatural.
I'm sure one of their girlfriends.
No! Misha is a man.
Oh!
And he plays the Angel Castiel.
Well, hopefully he's not listening to her.
No. But here's the thing about the Supernatural, because if you watch them in interviews, especially Misha, Jared, and Jensen, they are so funny. Every one of them, and them together. I mean, you could tell that they're just really good friends, and they have a lot of fun together. And that's why I love this show. One of the reasons I love this show is because they get along so well, and they're all so funny, and it's just a great chemistry.
All so kind of hot,
super hot.
I just clicked on a picture of Misha.
Misha's super hot.
Wow.
Yeah.
And he's a little bit older than me, not by much. So, right in my age range. Perfect.
He's
hot.
He's super hot. Okay, there's a whole fandom for Misha. I mean, he is it's Castiel. So.
Now, we were talking last week about the spinoff.
Yes.
So, is Misha...
No, Misha is very much Supernatural. I can't say that he won't be on the
right.
spinoff. I'm sure maybe he probably will make an appearance, but Misha is one of the main characters on Supernatural, so I
so
don't
not
see...
sending him to Chicago?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I'm sure he'll probably make an appearance or two, just like Jared and Jensen probably will, but I don't think he's going to be a main character on the spinoff. So.
Yeah, at least to get it started, I'm sure.
But anyway, this episode, The Purge, is really funny because Dean ends up having to work in the kitchen because they don't have a they don't have an opening for a physical trainer, and it's just they're just both really funny, especially Jensen. He's so funny when he gets to be, and so it was a really enjoyable episode.
Nice.
And so they're taking a hiatus too because of the Olympics, so they won't be back till the end of the month. But
all right,
yeah, it's a good episode.
That'll give me time to maybe watch a couple episodes. I watched Supernatural in the beginning, so
it's not I recommend binge watching it. Right. Just take a week off.
If I could.
They're all up on Netflix, and guaranteed you won't ever leave your house. Just right. Watch it.
Well, there is definitely one show that is not taking a hiatus. It's actually coming back from a hiatus.
Yay! Finally, it's been ages. It feels like anyway.
Of course, we are talking about The Walking Dead.
Yes.
Oh, that music.
I love it. I know. Yeah. It's really just the perfect music for this show. Like, every time it really I hear is. It, it's the perfect music. Anyway, finally coming back. It's been gone since, God, when was it?
Yeah, it had to be December? November, I can't remember.
Yeah, I can't remember either, but it's been a while since the mid-season finale, so it's finally coming back, so it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
Especially these final 8 episodes of season 4.
I know.
You know, there are a lot of questions that are still answered. The group is kind of splintered. The group is split up.
Mm-hmm.
The one question that, again, from articles that I've read, it looks like the question that will hopefully be answered in this next episode is Judith really dead? The baby?
I don't know.
What's your call on that?
I kind of hope she's dead. I know that sounds horrible.
Oh my
and
God.
And I don't mean that as in, I don't want a baby to die, but I don't really care about Judith. Just me personally, I don't really care about the baby. And
ooh.
So.
Oh. Well, I guess we're about to get banned from iTunes. Twitter suspended us during the American Horror Story Coven season finale, so...
But I don't know.
Right. Well, I mean, it's not a world...
I haven't been sold on the whole baby thing.
Well, but it's
point,
not a
so.
World
yeah.
where a baby...
Where a baby is likely to thrive,
right.
you
and,
know?
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. So...
Obviously, I don't hope the baby is dead. I thought that probably someone took her.
Yeah.
Even though there was blood on
no,
the
No, I don't
the,
think that they I don't think that they
the
killed her. I don't I just don't see them doing that to Rick just yet. I mean I don't know.
Right.
I don't see that happening yet. Maybe eventually, but I don't think she's
right.
dead.
I don't think she's dead either.
Yeah.
I think someone took her and you know what? Maybe she's gonna be one of those characters we're not gonna see for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And we'll see
I
her
bet.
When she gets a little bit
yeah.
older.
Uh-huh.
We'll run into, you know, whoever might have taken her. I don't know if it's the little girls. I don't know if it's the pack of girls that
yeah.
The little girls
who
are protecting her.
Yeah, who are protecting her. But those little girls, too, I think are kind of the ones who went a little psycho, I think.
I think
they're the ones who killed...
Killed the two.
Yeah,
right.
And Carol,
yeah.
you know, took the blame for it.
Tyrese's girlfriend
yeah.
and that other guy, yeah.
At least
so,
that one little girl.
Right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, she saved...
Yeah.
Saved Daryl.
Yeah, she
I think,
did. Yeah.
In the end. So, anyway, so that's going to be one of the questions that will be answered, we're told. And also... Carol's return. She will return somewhere
she
in
better.
These
yeah.
final 8 episodes.
I didn't think she was gone for good in a way.
No, but I think she's going to get hooked up with Tyrese.
Mm-hmm.
I bet she's going to run into him because, you know, there's that storyline where...
Yes.
The blame has been put on Carol
yes.
for Tyrese's girlfriend.
I think that's definitely going to have to come to terms. Like, they're going mm-hmm. to have to hash that out for sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can see that happening. I know, and then, like, you know, Carl and Rick are, you know, off on their own. I wonder what's going to happen there, you know. I feel like maybe Carl's going to probably take on more of a leadership role with that pair, you think? Because I think Rick is kind of at the end of his rope.
Rick is
you know what I mean?
Now lost it, I
yeah,
think.
Yeah, exactly. So I think Carl's probably going to be the one, you know, kind of
it's
rambling.
Help guide him.
Yes, exactly,
yeah.
until they get back on their feet. That's
I'll,
what I envision.
I'll be interested to see how Maggie...
yes.
handles Herschel's
death. Oh, I know. I
right.
know. Maggie and her sister.
And you gotta wonder, how far after the finale, that time frame when they all escape the prison, will they pick up?
Yeah, you wonder if it's gonna be right after, or is it
yeah.
gonna be a little
I don't
bit
know.
Of time?
I bet it'll probably be pretty close to right after, or
I feel like
if they did jump, they'll probably jump back a little bit to kind of explain it. How they
how
each got...
Who all
yep.
went where exactly mm-hmm. during the chaos, yeah.
And Michonne, she was in... I feel like she was in such a much better place
yes.
than she was when we first met
yes.
her character last season.
She was finally starting to open up a little bit.
Right,
I mean,
Lori's
people.
Death, but then
yes.
afterwards, she again, like you said, she kind of started to open up.
Mm-hmm.
She, you know, she, you started to see a lot of character development. Mm-hmm. You started to see a person kind of behind the
especially
mask.
Especially with Carl. She was little. She was real friendly with Carl, you know, right. So...
And she was really close with Herschel.
Yes, and Herschel too. Yes, she was really starting.
And she was on the other side of the fence
mm-hmm.
with the governor
and
Herschel.
She finally killed him with
right.
the governor, so that's good.
She had a hand in it.
Yeah,
because the governor's.
Yes, yes, she had. Yeah, a hand
interesting.
In it.
It'll be good, but we just want to let everyone know we're going to live tweet during the premiere of this episode. Sunday night, 8 p.m. Central Standard
Time.
So we'll live tweet, and then we will do kind of like we did with American Horror Story Coven season finale, and then we will do a podcast after
immediately after, and we'll put that up.
Right, and it'll basically just focus.
It'll
all
just focus,
So you'll just need to hold off on downloading that and listening to it until after you watch the episode.
Yes,
so we don't want to ruin.
No. So we're just going to do a whole separate podcast. So our next one next weekend we won't have to ruin it for you. So
I will say that I hope these last 8 episodes. I hope there's a little bit of comic relief in it. I almost stopped watching it after last season. At the finale, because like we're back in that prison.
Mm-hmm.
There's no forward momentum to where the plot was going at that time. I felt like we were just okay. Now mm-hmm. they were just kind of stuck. The governor was on the loose. I don't know. It's like how much longer can something like this go where there's really no hope?
Yeah, there is no hope. I mean, that's
I enjoy it.
Yes, I do too.
But it's hard to watch.
Like, throw them a bone every once in a while, you know, like give them something to give.
and the comic is still going on, and obviously there are some characters who have died on the show who are still alive, very much alive in the comic.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's nice to see that AMC has kind of taken their own path.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I mean, I'm glad they're not they made it their own pretty much. So that mm-hmm. That's cool. So,
And I guess a fan favorite from the comics is coming in these last 8 episodes named Abraham. I don't know too much about him. But I do know that he's played by an actor who was on Southland.
Oh, okay.
We can talk a little bit more about that as we get closer mm-hmm. to the date that he's supposed to show up. But anyway, he's a very popular character, and he is supposed to show up in the next couple of episodes.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'm looking forward to that. So, okay, now we're going to move on to some entertainment news. We've got a lot to talk about. Okay.
All right. So, just in the last 12 hours, it was announced X Factor gone after 3 seasons. Fox has canceled. Basically, it was sort of what they were trying to do, kind of American.
Is this the
Idol
one that had Britney Spears on it?
Britney Spears, Simon Cowell.
Simon.
The first season of X Factor had Paula Abdul.
Okay.
They brought her back. They thought the pairing of her and Simon. They were going to kind of create the next American Idol here in the U.S. X Factor is huge.
Yes,
overseas.
I know it is huge in Britain, I imagine,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah, where it originated. I'm pretty sure Simon's the one who created the show, correct?
Mm-hmm.
This is his baby, so I honestly never watched the X Factor, so I can't really speak much about it.
I watched a little bit here and there. I didn't watch any of this last season. I didn't care for the judges. I did watch the Britney season, a little bit of the Britney season, and a little bit of the first season with Paula. It still had Simon Cowell, but the show just, the ratings just weren't there.
Yeah, which is surprising. I mean, but I guess, I don't know, sometimes I feel like there's a little overload of these types of shows out there.
Right.
You know, there's already American Idol, and then you have X Factor, which
mm-hmm.
is pretty much the same thing. Now there's The Voice, which is, you know, I do enjoy The Voice. I don't watch it religiously, but, you know, that's a big show for NBC, and people love that. So, I don't know, but it's just, I feel like it's just more of the same for me, so that's why I usually tune it out. So,
right.
But that's just me.
But Simon will be okay. He's going back to the X Factor UK. I mean, he is...
Yeah, I think he'll be okay. I don't think he's ever not going to have a job.
Right. Have you watched any of American Idol this season?
No, I have not.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah.
I did watch the Nikki and Mariah this season.
Of course.
I love both of them. I still think it's funny that they had a big feud because Mariah gave Nikki her big break in one of Mariah's songs.
Really?
Yeah. Up in My Face or something like that. Great song. Funny, fun video. But, and then for Nikki to kind of be a bitch to her.
Yeah.
So that's whatever. But you know, it could have been all been for show.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, yeah, you don't know those things.
But again, I mean, Idol hasn't, the ratings haven't been great for Idol.
No,
either.
And I don't think Idol's as big as it used to be, that's for sure, but.
No, I mean, it still brings in huge ratings for any show, but yeah, it's still falling, even with the change in judges and stuff like that. So, again, X Factor is gone. Fox canceled it, so.
Well.
Right. Let's move on to our next news item. It was this time last week. We were actually just got done with the podcast, and we found out that Philip Seymour Hoffman had died.
Drug overdose. Just such a shame. So sad because he's a very talented actor. So it's such a shame that he had to go out that way and that it happened. But you know he was in Mockingjay and he's in Mockingjay the Hunger Games series.
Right.
He had a very big role.
Isn't it? I hate to admit it, but that was one of the first things I thought of. It's like,
oh, I know. Me too.
Oh my gosh.
Absolutely.
Because I mean, we just had Paul Walker who died in that car crash a few months ago. And again, that was, and I'm not a huge fan of the Fast and Furious franchise. I still haven't watched it. But I'm like, oh God, I'm sure he had a movie that was kind of in the middle of it. And Mockingjay, Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Huge.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
You know, and apparently he only had about a week left of filming for the final movie. So what they said is they may be digitally recreating him, like for some of those final scenes, which it's so weird that I don't know how I feel about this. I get it, but I just don't know. It's a little weird, right?
Well, and I thought it was weird because many times movies are not shot sequentially.
Yes.
You know, they kind of shoot him here and there, but again, apparently it was one of the final scenes.
Yes, one of the final
movie.
Scenes.
But you think that they would have already done some kind of screen test or something where he already read the lines, he already did it, but they were going back to, you know, actually do it on film. So it will be,
interesting.
And the thing is, I feel like the final, I mean, we're still two movies away from it, but it's like, I feel like that's all I'm going to be looking for.
Oh, I know, especially in the last one. Yeah,
okay, is it going to be digitally?
Is this digital? Is this real? Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see if they did. I mean, but they have to, you know, because he's such a large, you know, like they have to do something. They can't, you can't just kill him off or, you know, like write him out before he's supposed to be out. So it's just like, it's going to be interesting to see how that handles it.
Yeah. What's one of your favorite Philip Seymour Hoffman movies?
Twister. I know.
That was one of his first movies.
Yeah, one of his. But that, when I think of Philip Seymour Hoffman, that's who I think of. I think of Twister. He was really funny in that movie. So, I mean, but he's been in so many great, great things.
And such a wide range.
Yes, such a wide range.
Twister to The Talented Mr. Ripley.
Yes.
That was one of the first movies I remember him in. To Capote.
Yeah, I didn't see Capote, but I hear good things.
Just completely transformed, unrecognizable. Sort of like we were talking about Heath Ledger and the Joker.
Yes.
Completely transformed.
Mm-hmm.
Like there are times where you forgot who the actor is playing that role. Capote, the same thing. I was listening to another show, and they were talking about how, Philip Seymour Hoffman was a big guy. I mean, he was tall, you know, and Capote is such a little guy.
Yeah, little guy.
And you never thought once watching that movie that he was a giant, you know, the way the camera tricks and just him.
Yeah, I would have never guessed him. Just in general, I never would have expected him to be a big guy, but you know,
pretty tall. Yeah. So sad. So sad.
So very sad. It's just a shame that, you know, that had to happen to him. So, you know, it's just one of those things, you know, addiction can really infect anybody. So it's very sad.
Oh,
you know,
right.
Completely unexpected. So, anyway, we'll see how that works out.
Right. I'm going to actually throw something in real quick.
Okay.
In our news, Ant-Man. We know that Paul Rudd is going to play Ant-Man.
Paul Rudd.
Marvel's.
Who I love.
Yes, he is fantastic. Well, this kind of goes back to Lost is one of my favorite TV shows of all time. Evangeline Lilly, who played Kate in Lost, now looks like she is going to play Paul Rudd's love interest in Ant-Man. She's up for a role, and they think that she's actually going to be the Wasp. So Wasp is another character kind of in the Marvel Universe.
Oh, okay.
Sort of, it goes along with Avengers. So I think that's great. And she did, the last Hobbit, she was in it as she's an elf.
Oh, okay.
And just really good. I've loved her since Lost.
I do like her too. I didn't follow Lost that much, but I did watch the first couple seasons, and I really, really liked her. Mm-hmm. And I like her name.
Eventually, Lily,
it's
right?
Very pretty.
Yeah, I've always thought about a name that I've thought about naming
mm-hmm.
a little girl if I ever had.
Yeah, I would agree.
Speaking of other casting news, some amazing news here. Anna Kendrick and Rebel Wilson, they have
Yay!
Officially signed on for Pitch Perfect 2.
They'd be dumb not to. I mean, they have to
right.
be
it.
It
started small. We saw it in the theater
yes.
together. Loved it.
Loved it.
Oh, so good. And I hope most of the rest of the cast will also be back. But I think the best, one of the best parts of Pitch Perfect 2, Elizabeth Banks, as we talked last time,
she's
going to be directing it. And she's going to be in it again.
It's going to, I just can't wait for that one.
Yeah.
I really can't wait for that one.
It's really going to be good.
It's going to be great.
Yeah. I can't wait to hear the songs that they're going to include in that. Also, real quick, since we're kind of on the casting
mm-hmm.
News beat, Gary Oldman has confirmed that Lucasfilm has inquired about him playing a role in the new Star Wars movie.
Well, maybe I'll watch it then.
Right? I mean, look what he... I mean,
I love Gary Oldman. Everything he is in, he is fantastic. I mean, he's just... And he's one of those actors, too, who you see him, you're like... That's Gary Oldman. I can't believe it.
Right.
He never looks the same. He's mm-hmm. different in every movie. He's just phenomenal. So,
and I mean, look what he did with the Dark Knight
yeah.
trilogy.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Fantastic. That's going to add a lot of street cred to the Star Wars movie. And actually, Star Wars movie, I mean, they've the original trilogy, and I mean, even the prequels, I mean, they had Liam Neeson, they had Ewan
mm-hmm.
McGregor,
mm-hmm.
Sir Alex Guinness, obviously, with the original trilogy. So, I mean, they have some pretty big names and some very fine actors to kind of surround the rest of the cast. And
mm-hmm.
and obviously, hopefully, it'll be announced soon, but we already know that Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher, and Mark Hamill will be back in some form for this next round of movies. So that'll be...
Wow, that's a pretty big deal, huh?
Right.
Like, yeah,
it'll
that's
be, it's
going to
be...
Yeah.
It's huge.
Wow.
So... Some really, really good casting news. I think we should probably talk
yeah,
about.
Yeah, that's what I was just wanting to talk about.
All right, why don't you go?
Well,
one of our other favorite TV shows of all time, Friday Night
Lights.
It's probably, it's neck and neck with Lost.
Yeah, it's definitely up there on the
So we're always following
top.
News regarding
so,
actors who played it.
Anyway, Kyle Chandler, who played Coach Taylor in Friday Night Lights, he signed on for a new Netflix drama. Netflix is doing really well with its produced content. I mean,
mm-hmm.
House of Cards, Orange is the New Black, such great, great show. So Kyle Chandler signed on to do a new drama. Doesn't have a title yet. Sissy Spacek, who is amazing. Also,
amazing.
She's signed
Nicole
on.
Nicole Miner's daughter.
I love
the
her.
First movie I ever saw.
I love her.
At a drive-in
yes,
with my parents.
I love Nicole Miner's daughter. One of my favorite movies ever. But yeah, Sissy Spacek's going to be in it. Kyle Chandler, Linda Cardellini. That's all I know so far. But
and they're going to play a family. She's going to play the mom.
Yeah, they're going to play a family.
They'll play
it's
the siblings.
They're adult siblings whose secrets resurface when the black sheep, oldest brother, returns home. That's really all we know about it. But I'm really excited for it because I think it's going to be great. It's come from the creators of Damages. So, you know, I think it's going to be great. Kyle Chandler's in it. I'm going to watch it.
Right.
I mean, that's just
me too. I'm still a little pissed at him because he doesn't want to do another Friday Night Lights movie.
I know.
Which,
you know.
I don't know if I'm trying to forgive him for that because Connie Britton was on board. They had a script ready to go. Right. But maybe he just needs a little bit more time between.
Yeah, you know, like I'm sure he wants to like kind of make another name for himself. Doesn't want to be Coach Taylor. The whole
but he's always going to be Coach Taylor.
Always.
So
I'm sorry, Kyle.
Try all he wants.
Well, before he was Coach Taylor, he was in a movie called Pure Country in the early 90s starring George Strait. And so I always remember him from that too. Anyway,
I have heard great things about Pure Country. It was one of those movies
you have to watch it.
Right.
It is not the best movie ever made, but it is.
Yeah.
It is right. So good. It's so 1990s country. I love it. So and George Strait, you know, is very George Strait in it. That's why I just love it. I love it.
Right.
It was one of my favorite movies as a kid too. So.
Okay.
Special place. I'll stop that.
All right. Well, that's okay. That's all right. At least it's not supernatural.
That's true.
At least it's not supernatural. I can get behind that.
I have a
that.
Lot of obsessions.
Well, since we are talking news, I do want to get to ignoring reality this week.
Yes.
And who is ignoring reality?
Okay.
All right. This week, I nominate Will Smith.
Will Smith.
Who has now decided that he is not going to be there for the Independence Day sequel.
I'm not going
to
do Independence Day 2. Forget
I'm too good.
That.
After Earth last year, it was a blockbuster.
Oh, after Men in Black 3, I'm just too good to do a sequel.
Right. After Earth, one of the biggest flops of the summer, but yet you're too good, Will Smith.
Well, that's the thing. That's what I'm saying. Like, you did three Men in Black movies.
Right.
And now you're not.
I enjoyed most of them.
The third one was garbage. Like, I could not sit. It was so bad. Anyway, that's just my opinion, but it was terrible.
I didn't mind it. You know, it was fun. You know the character, you know.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, but you're not going to do Independence Day 2, which was one of the biggest movies of your career.
Right.
And one of the biggest movies of the summer that it came out. Like, and one of my favorite movies, honestly. I love that movie. So I'm just like, what else are you doing, Will?
Right.
You know, like, I don't understand, but whatever. So,
yeah.
But I was reading somewhere that they maybe they'll pick it up with his son, which would be interesting to see, like the little boy who played his son.
Right, but
following his
success, maybe. What happened to his father? Like, if you're saying he died, well, he should have died in the last Independence Day.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, maybe he's just doing something.
Well, yeah, maybe he's holding out for more money. Like, he needs more money. I don't know. But anyway, Will Smith. You're ignoring reality.
Yeah, I would agree. I would have to agree with your choice there, so.
All right, now let's move on to our other favorite segment. What are we obsessed with this week?
Why are you so obsessed with me?
Okay.
All right, Kitty, I'll let you start this week because you've been obsessed with the same thing for the past few weeks. Supernatural. Shocker.
There's so many things that I'm, like, obsessed with, and so today, this week, I decided to change it. Yes,
I did.
Oh,
wow.
I'm going to say What Not to Wear, which is a TV show on TLC. They just ended the series. Like, it's been on for 10 years.
So now you're obsessed with it.
No, but I've been obsessed with it for forever. But I still am still obsessed with it because they play reruns now, and I love it. I love it. Clinton and Stacey.
Stacey London. I do know that.
Kelly.
I've never really watched
it. You should watch it because they are so funny together. I feel like we could be friends because they are so funny and so much fun. But they teach women how to dress for their body type. What they're saying is you don't have to be a size 2 to dress well. And that's what I like about the show. Shows they make women feel really good about themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, like a lot of these women have a lot of self-esteem issues or they've had just bad things happen in their life, and that's why their appearance isn't the greatest. And so they'll go and they'll teach them how to dress for their body type. And usually at the end of the show, most women are super happy, you know, and it's just a nice little... And I love seeing the makeovers and everything. Some people look so phenomenal when it's done. It's just... I don't know. I love it. I'm not... I wouldn't say I'm the most fashionable person.
You're scarfing. Shirt combo is really nice today. I don't know shit about fashion, so really.
I know, but the show gives me hope because I'm like, oh, okay, I didn't think about that. But they teach you how to dress for your body type and whatnot. It gives me hope. It inspires me to dress well, even though I usually don't. But
at least you know that you're not dressing well.
But when I try, I can do it. So anyway, I just love that show. I can't get enough of it. I watch it all the time, so that's my obsession this week.
Okay, I have two.
Ah, okay.
And I know this can come as a shock. It's not a song this week, because that's all my obsessions have been lately. The first one is Orange is the New Black. You talked about it a little bit. Mm-hmm. Netflix original drama. I am on episode 11 of 13 episodes. So good.
Yes.
And it's not necessarily depressing.
No.
It's funny.
It's funny.
Heartfelt. Mm-hmm. It's really, really good.
I agree.
You know, and the one character that I'm all right with is the lead character, Piper. It's everyone else really makes it. So, and you know, the real Piper is the one that's in charge of the show. So you would think that she would make the lead character something that's out of, you know, fantastic and whatever. I mean, she's fine.
Yeah.
But it's everyone else in the ensemble.
Yeah, all the other ones are. I mean, that show's really great. Great ensemble cast.
Mm-hmm.
Great writing. I mean, I really enjoyed it.
Right.
I binge watched it when it first came out, so I've seen the whole season. So I'm really excited for the second season.
Right. It's just, it's fun to watch. You get excited. I want to see the next episode. So that's good. So that is one thing I'm obsessed with. So by next podcast, we can talk a little bit more about The Orange Is Black.
There's, you know, I've read some news about that. Lori Petty is going to be part of that.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Who is on League of Their Own, you know. She's coming back, yeah. And Jodie Foster apparently directed a couple episodes this season, and I didn't know that.
Oh,
but
I read
she's going to start. She's going to direct other episodes this season.
Huh.
And Laura Prepon,
she's coming back
for most of the season, too. So it'll be interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, I really like Laura Prepon in this
mm-hmm.
show, too. So, so it'll be interesting.
All right, so my other obsession this week,
mm-hmm.
this is a warning for everyone out there. Flappy Birds will get you. It will get you, and you will not be able to put the damn thing down.
I have not.
Don't do it. Don't do it. I mean, you will. I mean, I'm not saying don't. I mean, it's a great, I mean, I want to be a supporter of this app, but I'm just saying that it was driving me
insane.
Well,
you're not the only one I've heard say that it's insanely addictive. I haven't tried it myself. I'm not a big
And the thing is, it looked like Super Mario Brothers.
That's what I thought it was when I saw it.
So that's why I downloaded it. Because I heard, Flappy Birds. I'm like, it looks like Super Mario. There's a ripoff of Super Mario Brothers. Perfect. I want to play Super Mario Brothers on my iPad.
I know, right?
And then I start. And then I can't make it more than 20 seconds through this little maze. I finally got to 8 last night. Finally got little 8 whatevers. It's highly addictive. So simple. It is so simple. I have no idea why no one had thought of this before. I mean, I think the app was created like in 2010 or something, and now all of a sudden it's just blown up. Good job to the app developer. Brilliant.
Well, maybe I'll check it out. I don't know.
It is crazy.
Somebody else at work was talking about it, actually.
Holy
she was like,
balls.
I can't put it down, and I can't get past a certain level. And
right.
then another coworker was like, let me try it. And he immediately got to this level or whatever. Anyway, it's really funny. Yeah.
I'll never do that. I can't be one-upped on Flappy Bird. But anyway, so that's what I'm obsessed with this week.
That's fun, yeah.
We want to know what you're obsessed with. We want to know what you're watching. We want to know what you think of some of the things that we say on here. We want your comments. We want your feedback. We also want you to rate us in the iTunes store.
Yes, please rate us.
Please rate us. And you know, we love the stars, but please put a review on there. Tell us what you like. Tell us
what you don't like. I mean, I'm okay with
that,
too. Constructive criticism is not bad.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And follow us on Twitter
at
@agallonagay. You can email us at agallonagay@gmail.
Mm-hmm.
And also on Facebook.
We're on Facebook, agallonagay. We're also on Tumblr, agallonagay blog. So we're all over social media. So find us, follow us, like us.
And we'll follow you back.
Yes, we will definitely follow you back. Unless you're spam. Don't spam us.
Well, we have been followed by a few spam members. But speaking of that, I wanted to give a shout out to a couple people who followed us. Oh, we have a new follower. Hello, Ben Patrick Johnson.
Oh, I don't know him.
Wow.
Oh, hello, Ben. Oh.
Huh.
Hi.
Well, we'll definitely be following
after.
You back.
Oh, yeah.
at BenPatrick90069. Also, a shout out to Chris Lanchester. His Twitter handle is at JocoSEO.
Oh, he's a local. Awesome.
He is a local. So, and then also, I registered us on the GALLEED LGBTI network.
Mm-hmm.
So that is at GALEADNTWK. So thank you for the follow.
Yes, thank you.
And then we had Sean Beeson at Sean, BEESON. He followed us. Oh, I missed all these people.
I know.
I think we talked about Nerd Dad last time.
We did talk about Nerd Dad, so thank you. Thank you for following us.
Yeah, and there were a couple others. So, anyway, thank you guys so, so much. So follow us, and then we will follow you back.
We'll follow you back, definitely. You know, we tweet about entertainment news all the time. We tweet a lot. So,
right.
You know, we do live tweets like we're going to do during The Walking Dead. We did it during American Horror Story. So, you know, just follow us and see what we're up to. So, and just, you know, like us, rate us.
Yeah, and your comments and your follows, we will talk about in
definitely. And if you, we'll definitely mention it during our next podcast. So if you comment, you will make it on our little podcast.
So, excellent. Well, hey, thanks for watching, guys.
Yeah, thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
All right, bye.
Bye.